Hello and welcome to Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Trey Lintner, and today we'll be speaking with Mark Stoffel, who will be playing alongside Chad Cobb for Tunes at Twilight at 7 p.m. this Friday at Ivers Square Gazebo in downtown Cape Girardeau. Originally from Munich, Germany, and now lives in southern Illinois. Thanks for taking time for this phone interview.
Well, great to be here. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Of course. So first of all, I wanted to start with asking what genres or tunes people can expect from your set at Tunes at Twilight.
I would say mostly bluegrass, but also with a good, fair amount of original stuff, instrumental, because both Chad Cobb and I write a bunch of stuff. And so we'll try to present that as well. And most of it kind of is probably to be filed under the category bluegrass.
It's exciting to hear that you'll be playing some original tunes there. You were speaking on how you'll be playing with Chad Cobb. Could you speak a little about him and what it's like to play with him?
Oh, yeah. Playing with Chad is really a huge amount of fun and a great pleasure. He's probably one of the most accomplished fiddlers or violinists that I've ever played with. He's originally from Wisconsin, but lived most of his professional life in Nashville, Tennessee, and just recently moved to southern Illinois. I guess he wanted to escape the big city. He still plays professionally, and he can just do it from his home, and he travels all over the country. And he's played with a lot of people in Nashville, Tim O'Brien, Daryl Scott, and many more, and does a lot of studio work for major artists. He's really a pleasure to see play and to listen to.
And you play the mandolin, correct?
Yeah, I play the mandolin and also a little bit of guitar. I'm kind of switching back. I might even bring my fiddle and do a couple twin fiddle pieces with Chad, but I don't know yet. I haven't written a set list.
Sounds good. I've heard there's a bit of an interesting story of how you ended up playing the mandolin. Could you describe that a little?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Germany. I just moved here about 26 years, or I became a citizen not too long ago, and I came to the United States like in the late 80s. But as a child, I was an avid Boy Scout, and what Boy Scouts do, they sit around the campfire in the evening and play music. And I didn't have an instrument to play because my mom taught me how to play piano, and I had a piano teacher also. And when I was like a teenager, I felt left out because you could never bring a piano to a Boy Scout camp. So so my mom gave me a mandolin for Christmas when I was 14. And, you know, that was just the beginning of a long journey, because I found an instruction book in a music store in Munich. And the book was called Bluegrass Mandolin. You know, it had a lot of tablatures and written notes, music in it. That didn't really speak to me as much as the pictures that were inside of that book. And so I just decided to take it home. It had one of those thin 45 records inside of it that I could put on my turntable and actually hear the tunes. And it was long before internet and YouTube and where you could download stuff. We're talking like late 70s, early 80s. So that really just kind of put me on that trajectory, and been a good journey.
Yeah. Sounds like it's certainly been a journey. Now, speaking of journeys in your life and such, I know you've now ended up residing within the Southern Illinois region. I was wondering how you would describe the ties and the relationship that you have to Southeast Missouri and Southern Illinois in this general region here.
Oh, I have a lot of ties to Southeast Missouri as well. In fact, we had a band in the late 80s, early 90s called Shady Mix, and we had a regular gig once a month at Port Cape. Mm-hmm. Two members of the band at the time, Kelly Sims and Mac Elliott, were both from Southeast Missouri. And I just keep going back there because A, there are a lot of good venues to play, and B, you know, there's a lot of good musicians. Also, my good friend Ivis John lives in Cape. Occasionally I play with him in that area as well.
Nice. And so what are your biggest motivators and inspirations, and what drives you to pursue your path?
Oh, well, that's a big question. Try to keep it short. I just like good music, and it doesn't really matter too much what it is, as long as it is heartfelt and has good rhythm. And those are the two things that are important to me. I did grow up listening to my dad's music, which is mostly stuff that which today is considered classic rock and a little bit of disco. But I don't think that's really a bad influence to have, because a lot of good music came out at that time. It wasn't, like I said, until I was like 14 or 15 that I got my taste of bluegrass music and old time music that I really like. And what I like about that is, like I said, I like the rhythm, I like the feel, and just the fact that it seems very genuine, you know. It's like handcrafted, good tones. I love the sound of the banjo and the mandolin, the fiddle, the guitar. And you can just sit down anywhere with a guitar or a mandolin and start playing. And chances are there's somebody nearby who plays too. And, you know, jam sessions just happen everywhere and all the time. And that's what's nice about that kind of music.
Nice. And then looking outside of Tunes at Twilight, what's next for you, or what are you working on currently, either in music or in life?
I played with a band called Chris Jones and the Night Drivers. We tour nationally and internationally. I just returned from Germany and Switzerland, where we played the last couple of weeks. So I'm just back, still kind of jet lagged. There'll be a nice bluegrass festival in Frankfort, Illinois, with a lot of top bluegrass acts in July. We'll be playing there. Every year we play at a festival in Winfield, Kansas. It's called the Walnut Valley Music Festival. Great event going on for 50 years. We play there a lot. Oh, also, I reside in Murfreesboro, Illinois. I run a monthly music event called Bluegrass at Brews at a place behind the courthouse, Jackson County Courthouse. And the place is called Brews Brothers, like Blues Brothers, but with a BR. And so every first Wednesday of the month is when I'm there to play with people, or other people play and I join in, but it's always a lot of fun. So just to bring live music, local live music into the town, and it's caught on pretty nicely. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Nice. Seems like a lot of nice notes about where people can find you.
Oh, I'm just looking forward to Tunes at Twilight. I played there many, many years ago. I want to say maybe 10 years ago, and had a lot of fun. And I'm really happy that I'll get to come back, especially with Shad Cobb, my buddy Shad.
Well, thank you for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Trey. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition with Mark Stoffel. To learn more about the artist, visit the exposition page on our website at krcu.org. You can see Mark Stoffel and Shad Cobb playing at Ivor's Square Gazebo this Friday at 7 p.m. I've been your host, Trey Lintner, and I will see you next time.